Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Happy Gobrag Day to you. Aaron Gobrag. Take me on down to Blarney and McKilty's.
Help me, Gaelic.
Come.
What
come
is
on, come on down to Amelia Bedelia's Irish Pub and Sweets, where you get all your corn bites and radish. I don't know.
What is like in Million Dollar Baby? Don't they call her some like, they're like, my girlin. They're like
Mahumbug or something.
Yeah.
Or like Mahumba. Mahain.
It's like some Gaelic sort of Gaelic thing.
Gaelic is literal gibberish.
Gaelic is,
I say this as
gibberish.
A fully Irish person.
And I just have to come out and get this off
say
my
it.
Chest. I fucking hate St. Patrick's
Day
so much. It's the worst CVS holiday of all the CVS holidays. And from the second I saw a beaded tie for sale in like a grocery store.
I thought you were gonna say you saw one on the street.
No.
I feel like LA,
if I did, I would like assault someone.
LA doesn't really do St. Patrick's Day.
Thank God.
It's very much a Northeast and Chicago vibe.
There are though like Irish pubs in LA that sure are lit today.
Oh, for sure.
But I mean, you are celebrating St. Patrick's Day willingly and you're like feeling offended by this, or you're like gonna go later, or you did
care.
Or I guess it's already tomorrow if you're listening to this and you did that yesterday, you really need to take stock of your life and what is important to you and what your values are, because you need to reassess. I say this with love, but I also say it forcefully. Never fucking do that again.
I mean, if you're not...
I don't even care if you're Irish. Just don't.
Please know that Lara has the most serious, grave face as she says this.
I'm done.
She's wearing a hat, too.
I know. I'm wearing the She's Starting hat, which you can buy at sexyuniquestore.com.
She's full Director's Guild right now.
I'm honestly Director's Fits right now, and I'm directing all you St. Patrick's Day fuckheads to give it up. Enough is enough.
Give up the ghost.
Give up the ghost, Blarney. Find something new. I also decided today, because literally everywhere I turn, another girl's gone red. And at first I was like, I love this / my impact, because I did it first.
Copper, queen of copper.
Now.
I know. Now Sydney Sweeney's
I go,
got it.
They're always after me Lucky Charms. And I realize all the girls have Lucky Charms hair now.
You were the first leprechaun.
I was the first leprechaun.
You were the first leprechaun to take a step on the moon.
So I've got to get out of this joint. I've got to go back to blonde where it all began.
Or just dye it like dark brown.
Not yet. I'm not ready for that journey yet.
Okay.
But I might be ready for a dramatic haircut.
Oh, like a pixie?
No, my God.
Please.
I'm like the J-Lo, Katy Perry.
Kaley Cuoco.
Yeah, when women get like...
That's a weird period.
It's a real... I wonder, some medical association should do a study on what makes like famous white women decide
to go into their fame.
Yeah, like peak fame, perhaps.
I think it could be like some kind of psychological, like...
It's a psychological...
Something.
Something for sure.
St. Patrick's Day is just... Yeah, I mean, I've partaken in my years.
And I think you're enjoying it. And I'm sorry to rain on your parade, but I'm really not, because I hate it so much.
I'm not taking to the streets with my green beads.
Yeah, but I sense a pep in your step that is a St. Patrick's Day.
I was raised
festive.
On it. I'm like nearly, like I did my, Simon did my ancestry.com and I was like, oh, I might have something other than just Irish, you know, and like I was excited to see like maybe I'm from Spain or like had this because my family has like a, you know, like
dark hair.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe I have some like Mediterranean in me. No, I'm literally 93% Irish. Like I have almost 0% anything else.
Yeah.
I have nothing but Irish. So yeah, there's a little coal. On this day, when I wake up on St. Patrick's Day, I always think, oh, there it is, my people. But it's really just...
Finally,
you know,
hear the wind blowing off the cliffs.
Yeah, the cliffs of
Moher.
The cliffs of Moher.
Which I've been to. You've never been to Ireland. I've been. And Ireland's very cool. I highly recommend.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I have a relative who was... My ancestor was Patrick Pearse, who... led the Irish Revolution against the Brits in the early 1900s, and he got hanged.
Cool.
And the Sunday, whatever, Bloody Sunday. Mm-hmm. He was sort of the beginnings of the IRA. I'm fully Irish.
You've invoked the spirit of Bono.
Of Patrick Pearse. Yeah.
With your Sunday, Bloody Sunday comment, which then reminded me of U2's song, and now we're in a place of Bono, which is also one of my least favorite people in the world.
He's horrible. But Nancy Pelosi today took at the annual Friends of Ireland luncheon they have every year on St. Patrick's Day, apparently.
I'm also like, can you not do this and do something else like your jobs and not do a luncheon today? Can you just do some work? Like,
Nancy's always eating a chicken salad at lunch.
There are always like these like festive luncheons, and I'm like, no. Like, go to your office and pound away on your computer and get shit done, whatever is on your docket.
Not Nancy. Miss Nance took to the stage to introduce the luncheon, and she said,
I received a poem today from dear friend Bono, who I think we've all had Bono as a very Irish part of our lives. I'm like, what the fuck?
He's like, yeah,
I guess when he like forces music onto all of our iPhones.
We can't get away from his red products.
But she introduced, I guess Bono wrote Nancy Pelosi a poem about Ukraine and said,
wow,
well,
just what Ukraine needed.
It's Bono saying that he compares, he says, Ireland's pain is now Ukraine. And he compares Zelensky to St. Patrick.
No.
And everyone goes, oh, and some priest and Nancy goes, do you like the poem, Father? You can have it. And then she goes.
She gave it away.
Yeah. And then she goes,
and now to kick off this lunch, the annual Friends of Ireland luncheon, we will be introducing for the 25th anniversary, Riverdance.
And then literally the Irish step dancers come out and they all chant in Gaelic and they go, ba, 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 da, da, da. And we dance and dance and dance. And then they start doing an Irish step dance in front of all these old men. And it's full on. But to go from talking.
I actually do like.
To go from talking about
Riverdance.
The war in Ukraine. I mean, yeah, who doesn't love Riverdance? But like,
I remember where I was when I like first saw Riverdance.
We watched it on St. Patrick's Day one year, my whole family on a VHS.
Oh, but they did.
Yeah,
I'll
bet
you did.
I bet we ate corned beef and
creamed spinach.
Whatever.
Is that the traditional
Irish
food?
Corned beef and some kind of vegetable.
Being in the Midwest on St. Patrick's Day is I've never known such Pain.
Well, that's even maybe more Irish than the Northeast.
I know. Like Chicago, I would find myself in the years that I obviously lived in Chicago and like was dating someone in Detroit, like happened to find myself in like both places on St. Patrick's Day. And it truly was.
It's hard.
It's the antithesis of everything I stand for and represent in life.
I've only had one truly fun St. Patrick's Day, and it was freshman year of college, and my friends and I all, like, I was friends with sort of, like, alt people.
Ooh.
And we did, like...
Like goths?
Like, just, like,
like,
cool.
Just, like, red hair, pink
no,
hair.
Like, just cool, like, old Modest Mouse listeners, not the new.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, really fucking cool.
Pre-2004 yeah. Modest Mouse.
And
heads.
We just danced... We pre-gamed in my friend Sophia's dorm room and just got shit tanked on beer and then all went out to the frats together. And we were like, not people that went to frat parties, but yeah. We were like raging. And
that's fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. I love that for you. I've kissed the Blarney Stone.
Oh.
I've sat on the cliffs of Moher.
Oh. You know who's never been to, you know who doesn't celebrate St. Patty's Day? Renee.
No. I bet she's like...
No.
She's like Gangs of New York style. It's Renee versus like the Irish. Yeah. And you know, I'm a Dolezal
you're
Italian. Anti-Irish. I am anti-Irish, actually.
Well,
you try to send me out of my own house. I'm like, actually,
you can go.
You leave because I'm Bill the Butcher. Is he Irish? Who's Irish in Gangs of New York?
Leo.
Who's Italian?
Daniel Day-Lewis is not Italian. He's like Protestant.
Who's Italian?
I don't fucking know. Cameron? Leo is, I think, Irish in it.
Yeah. I'm Italian. And I say, get these.
Hey.
Get these out of here.
Don't you say it about my people. I'll come on in and take you to the Blarney Stone and
I'm not into potatoes and corned beef. In my part, we do a rigatoni and capicola. Gabagool.
Potatoes were all we had, and then they were taken from us because the British helped.
I think we can all agree that the British have helped no one.
The British,
they caused a lot of drama.
The British, I think, were partly responsible for the famine that killed 3 million Irish people.
I'm gonna say right now, Brits and Germans have caused a lot of drama, and I think that when I did my ancestry.com, that's pretty much where I originated from. Hmm. So I relinquish those roots, and I firmly establish myself as Italian-American.
You renounce your...
I've renounced my ancestry, and now I only identify...
Your Anglo-ancestry?
Yeah, I identify as Italian.
And you find yourself, this half of the Mediterranean...
Hey,
Naples.
Pisa, Naples. My brilliant friend is also back with a vengeance, and it's so fucking good. And I need my brilliant friend heads to gather brilliant together.
Last night at the New York Film Festival, Gaga won for House of Gucci, and Guillermo del Toro presented it to her, and he said, Lady Gaga is not in House of Gucci. She is House of Gucci.
That's true.
And she apparently made like a very rousing speech, and it was like heartfelt, beautiful speech about Italian heritage and loving her lineage.
Wow.
So
that's literally me.
I used to be like, God, I wish I was Italian when I was a kid.
I am you as a young.
But now I'm like, now I love.
You love being Irish. I could sense it on you from the moment you walked in here. And it ignited my prejudice. Is it, get these Irish.
Give me that green beer. Oh, give me that green beer and those rooftop parties in Hoboken.
Ooh, there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Take me to Hoboken. I want to see the roof of the river from the roof.
What are the Italian holidays?
I don't know. Saint.
Every day.
Like there's
Saint days and there's like Christmas.
There's a festival in Williamsburg, I think in the summer, that's like.
They're Italian.
A big Italian festival, and it's really fun. Off the Graham stop.
I gotta go.
You should go.
I can't wait to just stroll that one street in Philly.
Italian market?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We want to talk about...
We have a lot of things to get into before we really got into...
Midwives.
Midwives.
But you wanted to talk about Bella Hadid.
Yeah.
But first of all, I think we should talk about the real... The hugest
breaking news.
The news that shook the world this week.
Mm-hmm. That people have seen coming for 12 years and have been bracing for every day of their lives. We can finally release.
Katie Maloney and Tom Schwartz.
Divorcing.
No more. They have split skis. And it was made in a joint announcement on Instagram where they both released similar but different statements in very questionable font.
In different color schemes. Mm-hmm. With like a typewriter font.
Katie's was obviously more articulate and well-heeled. Tom's was rageful and victim-y and...
You use the word cloying.
Cloying.
Tom's also had...
Right? Did you feel the rage simmering? Well,
his was 3 slides of text and I only read the last 2. So at first I was like, what's Carrie talking about? Like, he sounds like pretty nice to me. Then I read the first one. I understood like the cloying element. I didn't necessarily feel a lot of rage. I feel like he's not well spoken. He's also not a writer.
And not smart.
And not smart, which is clear when you post your statement and it has like 5 to 7
typos,
spelling errors. He said humanely instead of humanly. He said humanely possible. As though they are a pair of dogs, which they kind of are.
Tone deaf, DEF.
I thought maybe that was like.
No.
I thought like, oh, maybe he's being like really woke because you're not supposed to say like tone deaf because it's ableist. So he was spelling it differently. But then I was like, no, he's just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And this is this is the reason why they're getting divorced.
Oh, I didn't know that that's a thing you should.
I think you're not supposed to say like blind spot or tone deaf. I'm not shocked. Are you shocked by this turn of events?
We were talking about it a mere week ago or 2 weeks ago at the San Francisco show.
I've been talking about it on this podcast literally since the dawn of me podcasting. And also since the dawn of this season, one of the first episodes that I had, I believe it was with Alan Morse, I was like, they need to get divorced. Like, that's the only thing that could potentially save this show. And like, have been manifesting this actively since then. So it's good to see that come to fruition.
Lisa, darlings, the ratings are plummeting. You're going to have to take one for the team.
You have no choice but to get divorced.
Divorce with love.
I think it's also too little, too late. The timing seems suspect because I'll bet, don't they usually, I think they start filming in the summer, like June-ish, maybe May-ish.
Yeah, I think it's probably...
They might be negotiating contracts or they might just be in talks for will Bravo or won't they renew for another season? I don't think they're officially renewed.
Look, I think that I think two things can be possible, that they're doing it purposely for the timing and then maybe Katie just couldn't take it anymore and she's just seizing the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm with her in the sense that like, get me out of this fucking relationship.
But she's
for the
probably
love
like,
what
if I can make, if I can like use it to better my career, like, hey, why not?
What career?
Well, her
her sandwich shop,
her fledgling TV presence, I guess.
I'm intrigued to see what they do next in terms of dating. Like, will he like fuck a million girls?
He will.
TBD though, I don't know if he's actually like a very sexual person. I could really see him. I really get a vibe that like he does not fuck or really care about fucking all that much.
Do you think he'll be sort of like half pining over Katie and half being like weird and just getting blackout?
Definitely getting blackout. I think when he's blackout, if he's blackout and he's out and about, his chances of fucking are way higher because there are girls in the vicinity that would be wanting to fuck him. And so he would be an easy person to be like convinced to fuck because he's like fineless. But I don't think that he actively looks for girls to fuck.
I don't think he's ever had sober sex.
Yeah, doubtful.
I think Katie's going to get her fuck on.
I think Katie is about to come into her own. And she's also looking better than ever. And
I want her to come out.
Yeah, step out on the town. You want her to be a lesbian?
No, I just want her to be like pan.
Yeah.
Just embrace, because I get like queer vibes from her a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, not like, not fully gay, but like I get that, I can see her just being like, I'm exploring my options. No?
No, I get like maternal vibes, but I don't get like, I've never gotten like a lesbian tingle from her.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't know. She very well could be.
Yeah.
I want her to get with like a just a hot fucking big guy. Yeah. Who just worships her and dicks her down constantly.
I want her to like hook up. I want
like
her to,
a virile, cum filled
man. I want her to date someone who's like more famous than her and have her, like some older cool guy who is like somehow famous, and I want her to date him and like raise her profile.
Yeah.
I could see that weirdly happening for her, that she would date like a more famous person and like he would be like really into her,
mm-hmm.
and she would be living her best life.
Yeah.
Can't you see that kind of?
I can see that. I think like my mind went to like a rock star musician type or someone in the music industry, because music does kill Kate.
Like the lead singer of Snow Patrol.
But I also think that it could be someone like that, like an older guy, because if it's like a musician, she does love to like caretake. So I feel like a lot of musicians need that kind of element.
She should fucking date Rod Stewart.
She should date Chris Martin.
Yeah.
Like I could see them together.
Yeah, that kind of vibe where he's like pounding her out and she's loving her life, and but she's
it
also
needs
like
to be bigger, like, and she needs to date like the guy from Creed or something.
Yes,
right.
Oh my god, he's like hot.
She should date Nickelback.
She should date the guy from Nickelback or Creed and like wear leather bracelets together.
Yeah,
and get like matching bracelets, and like I want her to have like
bustier energy and boots energy and tight jeans and show off that leopard tattoo of hers.
I want her to have like not the same kind of dynamic, but the vibe that's coming off of Kim, mm-hmm. right now, just loose and just having fun and like not like constantly racked with anxiety probably over like the demise of her family and just like living her life.
Yeah.
And I kind of want that for Katie, just feeling like second act, even though she's in her 30s, but she's probably feels older than time because she's been with
because she's been mothered by this fucking succubus in male form.
He's a succubus.
He is a succubus.
And I don't think he's gonna end up as well.
No, he can't even take care of himself.
No,
he cannot perform the basic day-to-day functions of a human being without someone around to like help him.
What's
so
wrong
I think
with him?
Everything.
But like, what's like his deepest
like everything
issue?
And nothing. He probably has really bad anxiety, which like, get over it, bitch.
Whatever,
all do.
We all do.
And I just think that some men are allowed culturally and socially, it's like very acceptable for a lot of men to be like man babies.
You know what? He's been in the hot bubble his whole life. He's been like cute.
Yeah.
And like,
and also
cute,
like cute and floppy guys get away with that for longer.
He's been in cute, floppy bubble, protected his whole life. Like he's probably always been popular and always like the girls all loved him. The guys all thought he was great because he was like,
he's down for whatever.
He's down for whatever.
He's easygoing.
And he's like a follower, and he's like both sexy, and the guys kind of like that from him, but he's also not threatening to them because he doesn't present himself as like competition sexually.
Yeah.
So guys probably tolerated him.
He's not going to go for the girl that you like.
So Tom, I think his whole life has just been like gotten a pass because he's cute and like wormy.
But the day comes.
You will rue the day.
The day comes when that is no longer attractive. And I can see truly Katie just waking up one day and being like,
who am I
absolutely
in bed with?
Repelled by him. And what I also think is interesting is that like they were trying to have kids up until now, and mercifully it didn't work out. And I think that that is not a coincidence that like after going through that and having it not work, it's like all these people share like hive brain, right? Like all these girls are like, we're getting married, and they all like get married within the same like 3 to 5 year period. They all get pregnant at the same time and have their kids at the same time. Like they literally like aren't individuals and like can only function as like a unit. That's like how their friend group is too, like extremely codependent. We all know this like as viewers of the show. But I'm just saying, this is like my TED talk now.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, 2 incredible serums, and 2 luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. So to be in the midst of hive brain baby craze and be seeing all your friends have babies and then you're trying and then it doesn't work out and then that kind of your friends are, have had their babies, they're turning one, they're turning two, and you're over the hump of that initial, like, we all have to do this now thing. And then you really have a chance to step back and think about your actions before you just go along with what everyone else is doing and really consider, like, do I really want to have a child with this person and tie myself to them
forever,
for the rest of our lives, and like be in each other's lives in that way forever, and like bring a child into this world? And she said no. And I honestly think that that is like extremely admirable and like such a conscious decision in the midst of these people who are constantly making like the most group self-destructive choices and groupthink decisions.
You're so right. I think going through something like this, I can imagine like it's a struggle, like it's probably painful to have to like try and not get results. And then I bet it probably reveals even more, like we already all knew what kind of person Tom was, but I think maybe it even...
For years.
But I think it took, I think maybe it even took any kind of blinders she had, it probably ripped them off, because I'm sure... I mean, who knows how he was, but I suspect in my head that he probably did not show up for her.
Never has.
And, but I think to go through something like this, where it's your body as a woman, Emrata, but like truly your body, you're this vessel for like this being, and you're like putting your life kind of at risk to do this stuff. And then...
And also making a huge sacrifice.
A huge sacrifice to like allow your body to be like... kind of occupied for a year.
Yeah.
And like, you're the one doing all the work. And then I cannot imagine Tom Schwartz being any kind of solid base or touchstone for her in this time.
Absolutely not.
So she was probably like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, if I'm going to even have kids, like I can find someone, or I'll just do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
You're better off.
You're way better off long term.
My God, she's so smart.
She saw that.
She's smart. I mean, okay, let's not. Yeah, we're not going to go that far.
I love. She's so smart.
But she's smart. She's smarter than I thought
that
she was.
That was an emotionally intelligent decision on her behalf. And everyone has to come to things on their own terms, unfortunately. Like, I really wish that I could, like, control everyone's decision-making process.
That's cold.
But I can't. And... you know what? Better late than never. And even if you're a mom, even if you have a partner that's in 50-50 on work with a kid, you're still going to take on the bulk of the labor, like literally and figuratively, because like for the first 6 months to maybe a year of their lives, you're the only one that can feed them if you decide to breastfeed and like pump and stuff. It's not like your husband can like make breast milk. So you're still going to be the one, like they can really only do so much, but it's the woman at the end of the day that's sitting there like pumping her tits out every like
for
3 hours. It looks...
You're
You are literally just a... You're a cow. And I say that with like the utmost respect for my pregnant queens and mothers, because I have seen it firsthand from like... all the people I know that have had babies recently.
And I'm
just like, God bless you. And I cannot imagine having some ineffective fucking spineless piece of shit walking around my house while I'm doing that. Like, I would kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be grounds for like violence.
Yeah. Well, luckily she nipped it in the bud before any of that could go down.
Yeah, maybe they'll sell their hideous house and gross furniture and then like start over and get like bachelorette pads.
Yeah, where's Tom gonna move?
He can't, like...
What is he gonna do?
I think probably Sandoval's just gonna take over his life as like his girlfriend, which I think Sandoval's game for. I weep for Ariana because I feel like now you have a barnacle...
Yeah.
He's probably going to like live with them for a while.
I was thinking the same
thing. What if you inherited Tom Schwartz as an adult in your relationship? Like, what if he came to live with you inside?
Well, we're sending...
like, what if like
week,
he...
I'd give it a week and then I would be like...
A week?
If it was like a dear, dear friend, I'd be like, you can stay for like 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be like...
You gotta go.
It's time to go. I don't want anyone in my house except my man and his dog who comes and visits from his parents.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't want a Schwartz squid. Some kind of rudder squid attached. I just have to say, I send my strength to Ariana.
She's
to the
Sandoval
Maddox household.
Because
we pray.
We pray.
We love you. Let us know how it's going.
Yeah, because you know that that's like kind of where he's going to end up. And that's the person who will take over. And
no, Tom
maybe...
is very like fatherly with him in a way.
And, yeah.
Like, brotherly, but it also veers into parenting. And I think he's going to feel bad and want to like...
I'll bet Sandoval's fucking thrilled.
Yeah.
I'll bet Jax is also fucking thrilled because he has now like a single friend that he can go out with. And like Tom has like always been a vessel for Jax to kind of like cheat through.
He will like make Tom fuck someone.
While like, he like watches.
And while he puppets him.
Yeah. No, I mean like Jax is, I'll bet Brittany is.
Terrified. When do you think they're going to, do you think they're going to stay together till the end?
I think that probably being, like, I think that they're the darkest couple in the sense that, like, now that there's not a camera around exposing their relationship dynamic, they control the narrative. And the narrative that they put out to the world is hiding so much. And I can feel how much is being hidden by the...
I haven't checked on them in a while.
I do every once in a while. It's just like, we're so happy. Our kid is our world. Jax is an amazing father. And that's the narrative. And I'm like, I know in my heart of hearts that that's not true. And what lies beneath is darker than your wildest imagination.
I think she's starting to suspect something.
Mm-hmm. Who? Your wife.
Yeah, Brittany's like having a... full blown panic right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna go out to the gay bars now. He's gonna get gay.
He's gonna try to kiss you. He tried to kiss Tom. There's a picture of them in Tom.
He's gonna try to kiss Tom Schwartz. I just know it. I feel her gay panic just flares up.
Don't do it, Jax. I wonder if Schwartz is allowed to like stay at their house. Doubt that he would want to. He's going right to Sandoval's.
He's going straight to Tom and Ariana's.
I wonder if he will probably get into another serious relationship quickly.
Maybe with like an older woman.
What older woman?
Someone will. I honestly don't think
like a woman, like a truly mature older woman. True. Like he's not like a boy toy. He's like a noodle man.
Yeah.
I think he would find a much younger girl who will crack the whip on him, but also be like hot, and it's fine because they're at the same maturity level.
Who's
because
like kind
she's
of mean
like
to
19
him.
To like 22.
And she'll be like kind of mean to him.
Yeah. But she'll make him like dress better. Like I think that guys like that, they have to go younger.
That's true.
Because literally no self-respecting woman.
I'm just saying,
take
like,
that barnacle on.
I'm just saying, like, he's seeking a mother, but he will, you're right, he will go with someone who's, like,
you can find that
15 years younger.
Like, a young whippersnapper.
Mm-hmm. And then she'll
like,
be on the
show. She doesn't know any better, and it's a good deal for her, because she's on the show. She's probably really hot. It's annoying, but it's also just, like, when you really think about what the relationship is, you're like, this works for them.
And Katie will probably be, like, that'll be good drama.
It honestly...
But I don't think Katie
I don't
will
even... think there might not even be drama because it sounds...
so amicable.
Yeah, that it's like... it really is one of those things where you're like, I'm not in love with you and I really don't care about you. Live your life.
Yeah.
And like, I'll always have love for you, but I'm just so happy to
Katie,
not be with you anymore.
Katie will be like, thank God.
I think she might be in a place of thank God, which is...
like, she'll see him with some like kind of... powerhouse like 23-year-old girl who's like just
like a foot stamping blonde,
and she'll be like, I like her, good for you.
Yeah, she's really like, I hope it works out for them.
Yeah, and she'll be
and
with
know
some
that
like
she dodged the bullet of a lifetime.
Yeah, and even if she doesn't end up with anyone, which is totally fine,
yeah,
she's better off alone than with Mr. Schwartz.
Oof, my god,
he probably went back to Florida for some family. With the triplets.
For some basement triplet action.
Is it just the four of them?
I think so. Imagine.
They like.
My mind is boggled by the steps by a 12-year their 12-year relationship. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to focus on it and harp on it, but I also.
No,
ignore.
It's unfathomable. She stayed with
over a decade.
Not 10 years. They have tattoos that say Bubba.
Not 11 years.
They have Bubba
12 goddamn years. I love he's like, your name won't be on. Also, never get someone's name tattooed on you. It's literally the kiss of death.
Pete Davidson branded himself with Kim's name.
I'm sorry, that would be a red flag. I would not like that.
She likes it. He also got a tattoo that said, my girl is a lawyer.
I wouldn't like that either.
He's tattooed.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so.
Yeah, Kim's all about it.
She loves a brand. Mm-hmm. She's just all about her brand. I love gleefully. There's something really wild about like gleefully telling the world via Ellen DeGeneres' show that your boyfriend like.
It was the one time Ellen.
Self-mutilated.
It was the one time I actually related to Ellen.
Did she have. Was she like.
She went like. What? Like she just went like. And she tried her best to be like.
Supportive queen.
But she was like, wait. She goes, that's kind of intense.
That's Nexium. Yeah. That's literally what Keith Raniere did to a bunch of women in Nexium.
Kim is owning his ass.
Kim is Keith.
She's owning his ass.
She's the Keith in the relationship.
I actually feel like they're going to like get married.
Really?
Yeah. I have a feeling that like this is Pete. After trying and trying, he finally found his ultimate woman.
But I also think that Kim likes guys that are a little off mentally.
I think they're going to end up, I
could see it running the same course where it's like everything's great for a long time and then shit goes really south after a while. Because he is actively in and out of treatment.
No, 100%. I think Kim is sort of following in Courtney's footsteps a little bit. I think they have hive mind too. And mm-hmm. I think she's sort of following in.
She's like a young...
Tongue out. Even though Travis skinny. Barker and Courtney are the same age.
Yeah. But what's the age difference between Kim and Pete?
10 years?
Is it 10? How old is he? I don't know. He's really young, right?
He's either 25 or 40.
How old is anyone? That's know. Literally everyone's age.
I don't know how old any... Like, I look at some of these, like...
I don't even know how old I am.
I know how old I am.
You gotta release that.
Yeah.
One of these days, you just got to let go and let God mm-hmm. and put live in a nebulous age.
I'm like in my... That's when someone asks me how old I am now, I'm going to go... If like a younger gay, if I'm like at something and some gay is like, how old are you? What year did you graduate high school? I'm going to go...
What year did you graduate high school? That's a great question that no one ever asks anyone.
I know.
Unless you're really trying to like suss out someone's age.
That's my response now in Hollywood when I just go out in general and meet people
mm-hmm.
who are like in the best. I'm gonna go. They're gonna go, so how long have you been in LA and trying to act and write?
They're like, amazing. So it seems to be going really well. You would probably get far with like Donald Duck quack.
Yeah, maybe I should start doing that in like self tapes.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't invoke the spirit of a self tape.
Laura hates my self tapes.
I just am so darked out by having to state your name and your age and then do a full body scan.
I always make it a little funny though. I always go like.
It's funny. It can only be so funny that, such a dark truth.
To zoom out
and it is like
my legs
and I guess it would be less dark like conceptually it's less dark to me if someone else is like if you go into the room to audition and they have someone just doing that it's like this is fucked up but like whatever but to force you to do it alone in a room to yourself is truly that's staring into the void and realizing that life is like a meaningless series of events.
It's chaos.
It's true. It's Blarney.
Well, speaking of Blarney, let's get into our Italian Blarmies.
Midwives. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy Unique Blarney
Podcast.
The Matriarchs of Mutsu Blarney.
Renee's been posting a lot of throwback pics on Instagram that she claims are unedited. And like, yes, they are unedited from the sense that you didn't Facetune them. But like any picture that was taken professionally in like a studio is edited because they airbrush you in like the photo studios. But I see what you're doing and I love it. And I love her wedding look is really like actually Pinterest board worthy.
Renee's talking to Junior, who I just, every time he's on screen, my skin crawls. And I can see his watch that he's recording her on. He tapped her with a watch.
That rat.
She goes, Junior, I feel doom and gloom today. And I was like, today?
Same.
Every day. Honey?
Yeah. Junior's terrifying.
They found out it was, the FBI tap was on his watch.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just.
Oh my God.
Piece of shit.
Renee is really stressed out about all the drama in the friend group.
I'm like, it's not about the friends.
No, I'm like, you're on drugs. You're experiencing high levels of stress.
And emotional abuse.
Your cortisol's through the roof. You're on the like 60th cycle of reenacting the trauma of like losing your father to the jail system via your husband, Junior. Like, you have got to get your shit together, my queen.
She goes, she's very upset Junior's going back in a few months. She goes, it's only 21 months. It goes by fast. And she goes, you don't know how slow it goes by on the outside.
Renee also, like, she has these moments where it's like you're almost having a breakthrough. Like, I expect her to, like, breakthrough at the by the end of the sentence, but then it goes right back to the problem. Junior's like, you're upset because you focus too much on others and not enough on yourself. And she goes, all right, well, I'm gonna stop focusing on my friends and focus on my relationship with Junior. And I was like, no.
Yeah. She goes, I just love you so much. And I was like,
oh. Renee, you gotta give it up. It's for your own good.
Drita explains what divorce is to Aaliyah.
That also really triggered me. Children of divorce, can I get a witness?
My Banana Splits Club.
Is that divorce?
That's the group that my guidance counselor had for kids of divorce, and I joined it. Even though my parents are divorced.
Classic. What did you have to say? Contribute. No,
so many kids in my class, parents were divorced, that it felt like I was like, well, they're all doing it. I didn't really get it. And you get a banana split after every...
Wait, this is like one of the most carry things I've ever heard.
So I signed up for it because my friends were signing up for it. And then I went and I was like... And
did you share?
No.
You stayed under the radar. But you were in it for that split.
I wanted a banana split. And then I came home and my mom, she flipped her gourd. And she called the guidance counselor who she already had beef with. And she said, if you ever look at my child again, even look at him, I will complain.
Why did she get mad at him?
Her.
Why did she get mad at her?
Because she was like kind of a dark figure at the school. She sort of like...
Your mom felt like she was doing some sort of witchcraft?
She had some like kind of beef with her, with my sister, who was 3 years older than me. And like she had gone through this system before me. And I guess this guidance counselor just did a few things that rubbed my mom the wrong way with my sister. Like... kind of fostering like exclusivity in her groups, and like making, just, she made kids feel kind of left out, I think. So my mom just did not like this woman.
I'm obsessed with her.
And so I came home and I told her.
This woman just got the brunt of Dorothy's rage.
And I came home and I was like, I joined. And my mom was like, Carrie, your parents are not divorced.
You said I had to. It was join or be spurned.
I hid in the bathroom when she called her. I was so upset and worried.
You got this woman in the trouble of her lifetime. This woman got stern and scary talking to from your mom.
No, Lara.
she Pied Pipered me in. Like, she allowed me in. She knew my parents weren't divorced, and she let me in. She came in and she sang songs to us. She had puppets. She would sing and sing to us about why we should join her groups. She would come class to class.
Wow, she's a cult leader.
She was a little bit of a Nexium vibes.
Wow.
But I was like, I was all in. I'm obsessed. Banana splits. And then I like...
I'm here too. Just listening. Listening, supporting, eating my split.
Psycho.
True psycho. I love it.
What's wrong with me?
I love...
Is it me over-identifying or me...
I think it's like you needing to be part of it and also kind of loving drama and trauma on some level, but also really loving banana splits.
I think that was like my main.
You really like it's like you kind of want to insert yourself into the narrative.
Yeah.
And you want sweets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love.
I'm here.
I'm here. Survivor.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Karen, the freeloader, heads to Renee's with Ramona to have her spa party.
She goes, the day of my spa party's here.
Ramona and Adriana in tow. We didn't get enough of Adriana. She seems like one to watch.
She also seemed to cause a lot of flack with Carla. Carla does not like Adriana. Thank God Big Ange is there.
I know. And Big Ange has her Pomeranian now. She got the puppy.
She got it.
Big Ange... She secures the bag.
Always.
Always.
She goes, I really want to get my buzz on.
She's like, I want to get a massage. I want to get a facial. And I want to get spray tanned. And I want to get a buzz on.
She goes,
she goes, I want to get a spray tan. I want to get a massage. I want to get new things. And I also want to get a buzz on.
Obsessed with a spa party that's focused around chiefing cigs indoors.
I know.
Boozing it up.
Renee is
eating pita bread.
Renee is starting.
Renee is, she's continuing.
She just has the whole night she has a cig between her fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
never
just
not smoking.
Chiefing cigs. And she has this kind of look on her face the whole night. Karen. And then to rile Ramona up a little because Ramona... Sort of.
Ramona's the instigator of the current drama, which is, I didn't realize that Ramona and Carla have never met.
That's what's so crazy, but she, I think.
And Ramona has heard from two boroughs that Carla said that Ramona was her archenemy, but I thought this was based on like them meeting and not liking
never
each
met.
Other.
That's what I talked about last time, is that there's several characters on the show throughout the seasons that have beef with Carla, but have never actually met her.
Interesting.
Which makes me think that maybe it is something to do with Carla. Because one time, shame on me. Two times, shame on you, Carla.
Yeah.
Renee kind of wants to twist the knife a little. And so she invites Drita.
She goes, I invited Drita. I wanted everyone to be a part of it. I didn't feel right leaving anyone out.
She's fucking with Ramona.
She goes, this is my house and I'll invite who I want. I love Big Ange goes, Renee says we're waiting for Drita. Everyone was all discombobulated. Didn't faze me at all.
Didn't faze me at all. Everyone was discombobulated.
Her and that dog. What's the dog's name? Do you ever know? I love a puppy energy
pussy.
Too. Because the puppy is doing like the most puppy thing where it like leans its neck all the way back and is like trying to bite the air.
I feel like Big Ange exists in the I Dream of Jeannie like... bottle room that she lives in.
Mm-hmm.
That when she's not like doing her thing on the outside, she lives in that like cool plush. That's like Big Ange's world.
I would give anything to be invited over to Big Ange's house for like a huge Caesar salad,
sausage,
bread, sausage party.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it'd be everything.
Anything. Like, imagine finishing podcasting and then driving to Big Ange's house and just having a fucking feast and hanging out with her Pomeranian.
And then laying on her couch with her at the afterwards and just watching.
We'd watch TV.
TV and just hear her, like, cough from her cigarettes and just, like, laugh at things.
I'd smoke cigs with her.
I would smoke a pack with her.
We'd all smoke cigs together. And you know, we'd drink, like, sparkling water.
And you know her couches were just giant.
Mm-hmm. They have to be because she's huge. The good thing about being a huge, like having big friends is that you know they'll have comfy furniture.
Mm-hmm. And then Ramona starts getting pissed off about Drita and Carla. And then Renee goes, tell me how mad you are. Say it to me. I want to say it. I'm like, oh, you love this.
You love this. And also Renee is starting drama for no reason. Like she starts a fight with Ramona, but it's unclear what her motivations even are.
Well, I think she's mad that Ramona said that about
Carla.
Junior.
Oh, yeah.
That's why she's punishing her a little.
But she's also, it's annoying because Renee is like, all these girls are fake. They won't even say what's really on their minds. And that's exactly what she's doing with Ramona.
Well, she's not really the most...
she's not lucid.
Self-actualized person.
Ange goes, get over it. She's not here. We are. Let's enjoy ourselves.
Get over it. Oh, my God. And then Karen decides to give Renee a facial, which actually looks soothing.
Ooh. I thought the opposite.
But
I don't want Karen's grubby paws. I know.
And then I saw
rubbing.
Her greasy pizza hands, and I was like, ooh.
And Renee's face is, like, red. I was like, something's not reacting. I don't trust that at all. Also, she, instead of putting the full headband around Renee's face, it just is on top of her
and
head.
When Renee springs up on the seat later, her hat's, her little head wrap is still on.
Ange gets a spray tan on her face, which really is just some woman sprays her face with like an aerosol container.
This is the worst spa party ever.
This is horrible. And Ange goes, that's it.
Big Ange also pieces out.
Yeah,
she's
love
like, bye,
her.
Everyone.
Yeah, Carla calls and says to Karen that she's not coming. She wants to go out with Joe and the kids and they really want me to come. So I gotta go. I gotta go with them.
Renee goes, No. Ooh. She's mad.
Yeah, she's furious. She's mad that Carla's not saying the real reason that she's not coming.
And then she looks at Ange and she goes, Angela, am I right? And then Ange goes, you are this time.
Supportive.
She goes, I gotta go.
She goes, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm not sticking around for the drama and the bullshit.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, girls. A model citizen, may we all follow in the footsteps of St. Angela.
That's it?
That's it. I'd be like, that's it, too.
Also, they're smoking cigs while getting facials. I just can't, like...
A spa party is not a real thing. It's either a spa day...
Or a Botox party.
Or a Botox... Yeah, but it's like, you don't... It's the whole... It's not relaxing to breathe in secondhand cigarette smoke while someone's also, like, rubbing serums on your face. I love... That's it.
Ramona starts getting like really upset again, and Renee goes, no, she goes, this is an ambush. And Ramona goes, what am I, Rambo? I'm like, oh my God, she's so corny.
So corny.
Her like little jokes.
Renee goes, I'm sick of everyone saying, I got a girl. That's my girl. That's my girl. And Ramona goes, well, I do got one girl and I'll die with that girl to the day I do. And it's like, what are you talking about?
The day
Karen?
I go.
The day I go. I'll die with that girl to the day I go.
What?
Okay.
You're gonna die.
You've never met this person. She probably didn't even say that about you.
No, she's talking about Karen.
No, I know.
Oh.
She's like, ride or die for Karen, but like, I can't even... Oh, because of Drita and Lee.
Yeah.
Get over it. They've been married. They have two kids together.
I do got a girl. I got a girl and I'll die for her. They always want to die together.
I know. They're obsessed with dying together. Maybe their dreams will come true one day.
Yeah.
They're like manifesting their own violent deaths.
Renee just keeps going screaming. And then Ramona goes, I don't know what's behind Renee's rage. And I was like, I got a few ideas.
Drugs and stress. I love Karen going, okay, this is my party. This was a spa party.
This is not your house.
They ruined my spa party.
Then do it at an actual spa or your own apartment.
Oh my God, this party was a bust from the jump.
Flop. I will say I do really want Dorito to do my makeup.
Same. That's a thing where you could smoke cigarettes the whole time. I know. And it's like very chill.
I want to just like unload my like life problems while Dorita just gives me rouge.
Mm-hmm. Well, she sculpts out and like contours my cheekbones and does like a fierce eye.
She's not bad.
And do a brow. No, I would trust her with my life. And I have to say, I think Kendall Jenner has copped Drita's entire style. They have the same color of hair now. They kind of have a similar facial structure. And the way she's dressing is very Drita.
Oh my God. Drita was sort of like... Drita's was a the pioneer blueprint. Of like crop top t-shirts, jeans, and like sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
And like little sunglasses.
And Kendall's current red hair, even the cut, is very Drita DeVanzo.
Oh, I haven't seen her red hair.
Oh, hold on, please. This is when I knew. I was like, I got to get out of copper.
Yeah, when Kendall does it, you got to, you know.
I was like, I could either go more in or just get out while the getting's good.
Kendall Jenner always ruins the trend.
I was so excited for this like phase. And then I was like, okay, I can't.
Wow, she really does copy Drita. Drita had that like cool girl look. Back in 2010.
Drita.
Yeah. That is, she could play Drita. Wow. She actually looks pretty good with red hair.
She does look really good. Drita vibes.
Drita.
So, yeah.
Karen and Ramona ride bikes together.
I love riding bikes together to a really decidedly unscenic location to go look at a barge.
Ramona goes, there's rumors flying all around the boroughs in the town. Either we squash it, me and Carla, or I'll call her my arch enemy. Is that a threat?
Okay. She goes, I just want to talk to this girl, Carla. She keeps saying this girl.
Oh, they always say the girl called Carla. The girl called Natalie. Like all the new people, they always say the girl called.
And Italian Americans always love saying this kid or this girl. I known him since the girl called Drita.
I know him since we're kids.
This is when I said, have they met? I'm so confused.
They haven't met.
I know.
No, Carla. So, okay, here. Ramona and Karen have been besties since they were little girls.
Yeah, they're sisters. They'll die for each other. They're cousins.
They're not sisters, they're cousins.
But they're basically sisters.
But we're basically sisters, but we're not cousins, but we call each other cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Carla and Ramona have never met. But Ramona says that Carla's been going all to two different boroughs, calling Ramona her arch enemy.
Mm-hmm. Based on?
Nothing. Based on just not liking the sound of her.
I'll bet Carla did something. Or I'll bet Ramona
did
something.
No, I think Carla did something too. I think they're both. I think Carla plays innocent, but she's actually... This is a pattern that we have with her.
Interesting.
I think she's a real shit talker.
Things are unfolding.
Big Ange has Carla and Drita come meet her at her Drunken Monkey, which is, again, looks like fucking
happy hour. Yeah. Ugh.
Hi, ladies.
When Ange is like so glad to see you, I'll bet it was like the best feeling.
I'm going to see my niece and nephew next month, and I will be saying,
hello, my babies.
When I see them.
You should bring them a Pomeranian.
I will.
Karen and Ramona are just a little old for this shit. They're just a little old for this shit.
I love her.
It needs to stop.
Renee, Drita comes over to Renee's, and Renee steals Junior's cell phone.
She goes, speaking of mad scores, I took Junior's phone, and holds it up. And I believe that Drita is genuinely terrified.
Yeah.
She's like, nothing good can come of this. Like,
I know.
The anger of a man caught by his wife. It's like, you're prepping for just like.
Especially a man that's.
Even when it's their fault, which it always probably is. They're the ones that are cheating.
Especially a man that's killed someone.
I would not feel comfortable living with a man that has murdered people.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole lifestyle.
I know, but like, imagine if you found out that Simon was like low-key had murdered like five people.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I didn't grow up with... Renee has rationalized it because that's all she's ever known.
Yeah.
So imagine growing up where your father, who's like your greatest protector in life... routinely kills people.
You're probably actually more uncomfortable if you're with someone that doesn't murder people.
Yeah, I think that's why she craves this chaos, because it's truly all she knows.
That's why she couldn't get stoned and married to her paramour, because he has never murdered,
and
to our knowledge. Never say
never. They're not together, right?
I don't think so. They were engaged. Like,
that's when she decided to take to the,
and then she had to ask herself, yeah,
do I want a
can
torso?
Can I really spend the rest of my life with someone who hasn't killed in cold blood?
Or do I want to take a photo of myself where I take away my stomach and just have one leg?
Do I just want to be a head, a torso, and a leg? And she said,
head and leg.
Stoned. Head, leg. Be a little stoned. I hope she's not posting all these, like, unedited photos because she listened to our thing.
No, she still follows us.
Okay, good. That's all I care about.
I don't think she knows how to listen. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
I love her.
I don't think that...
Yes, everyone! Everyone needs a little bit of midwives in their life.
Everyone does need some midwives! I really don't want her to listen.
Renee's like, I got a hack into his phone somehow, so she's like, let me try AJ's birthday. His birthday. And then she goes, how about the day his mom died? She puts that in and it works, which is so Italian.
She goes, His mother. Drita's just like, she's truly deer in the headlights.
So she listens to his voicemails. One's from some random guy, and then one is from a woman that's like, hey, it's me, just calling to check on you. All right, I love you. And then
Drita goes, who the fuck is that?
And then she goes, oh, it's his cousin. So I was like, thank God. So he's smart. I bet Junior knows that Renee.
Yeah, that's probably also not his burner phone. I think guys, when they're husbands and they're cheating, they have a total separate phone.
Yeah.
Renee goes, his ex-girlfriend texted him, did you see that knockout by Mayweather versus Ortiz? Bitch, I will knock you out like Mayweather did Ortiz. I was like, oh my God. And then you see Junior in the doorway. You see him like behind the glass of the front door, like about to come in.
Renee goes, all right, we got to be quiet now because he's coming in.
And then they do like a really awkward, treated like Renee like just puts the phone in her pocket and like turns over a piece of paper. And then Drita goes, yeah, so that's the picture I wanted. And Renee goes, oh, okay.
And she goes, Junior, I found your phone. Isn't that crazy? He knows. Or he doesn't. He's just like a dumb guy. And he's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, or he doesn't care because it's not his secret cheating phone.
Yeah. Drita meets her friend who looks like, oh, no, first.
Ramona calls Carla.
And they have this weird combo about like.
Meeting up
and screaming. Carla goes, I'm no screamer.
Carla goes, Lucifer's on the phone. Now what?
Ramona goes, yeah, I bet you scream with your kids.
I'm not a screamer. I'm a talker. So if you're not going to talk, then I don't think we should do it. And she goes, I'll bet you do scream. I was like, Ramona, shut the fuck up and just be like cool if you really want to like squash beef.
It's so weird.
The way they speak to each other, I'm like, it's best if you guys just avoid each other.
Yeah.
Ramona is a troublemaker.
Well, yeah.
She's trying to flex.
Drita meets her friend who looks like Patricia Arquette. She goes, where in the street is that Lee's contesting the divorce? And Drita goes, I haven't even heard that.
She goes, you heard he's trying to contest in the neighborhood? She goes, yeah. And so everyone knows what Lee is doing in jail except for Drita.
And Drita goes, damn.
She goes, if he tries to contest, I'm gonna fucking come down like a hurricane on his ass. I'll drive down to jail.
And I'll end up his bunkmate.
I love her. She goes, at this rate, the way everyone in the neighborhood talks, I wouldn't be surprised if I went in the bodega. And he said, hey, I heard Lee's not signing the papers. I was like, literally, Staten Island is a small world, a la The Neighborhood and My Brilliant Friend.
I know. Should we do a show in Staten Island?
Honestly, yes. We might get killed.
I think they're kind of like,
I think they'd love to be celebrated.
They're a little Trumpy.
We ultimately celebrate them. I'm not bringing any sort of politics into this. They can do whatever they want. This is not about that. What?
My brilliant friend, Laura.
I don't care if they are.
No, I'm just meaning they're a powder keg of rage, I think.
Yeah.
From what I see.
I think that they like the attention.
All right, we'll give them attention. Carla and Ramona finally meet, and they have this very strange... Ramona goes...
Odrita said one weird thing, which I was like, wait, what? Can you please elaborate on that? She goes, I blew up cars because I was pissed.
Yeah.
And I said, what?
Drita has a past.
She's bombed a car.
She's firebombed cars. She's probably made like homemade pipe bombs.
I was like, I need more. You can't just like casually say you've blown up cars because you were pissed.
I want a show about Drita's life.
Yeah.
Being an Albanian in Staten Island.
She should pitch that.
Carla and Ramona meet and they start like talking about this beef they have. And Carla's like, I don't know why he's so mad at me.
Well, first Carla and Renee meet for lunch.
Oh.
So again, there's five lunches in this episode. And then Renee goes, Carla goes, so I got a phone call from your friend. And Renee goes, oh God, who? And she goes, Ramona. And then Renee goes, oh, I'm coming. Like she tries to like come to their lunch. And Carla's like, no, that's a really bad idea. Like it has to be one-on-one. So as much as Renee hates the drama, she also loves it.
Oh, she craves it. Carla and Ramona meet and Carla goes, I don't know. A lot of people have a problem with me. Maybe they're just jealous of me or something. I'm like, okay.
Okay, that's girl.
The worst thing to say.
Ramona goes, oh, I heard that too. I was jealous of you and I had a chuckle.
She goes, two boroughs. Same thing, two boroughs.
I heard it from Staten Island and from Brooklyn. And Carla goes, I never said that. Those aren't my words.
It is.
And Ramona, she definitely said that.
I believe Ramona.
Really? I stand with Carla.
I think she's a bit of a shit stirrer. And she talks a lot of shit.
She's a shit fucking star.
She is. I mean, I think Ramona's deeply annoying, but I think Carla plays innocent and like kind of holier than thou a little, but she's in those streets. This talking shit.
Showdown.
She's from Brooklyn, too.
Oh, okay. Well,
so,
maybe she did say that.
She's a Brooklyn girl.
Hunter's Steak and Ale House.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go to a Steak and Ale House. Not on this cursed day.
Not on this coast.
Every ale house is full of my archenemies.
Your brilliant friends.
Yeah. These two ladies just then say phrases to each other.
Yeah.
Like, they've gone out of, like, the realm of communication, and instead they just, like...
Bleep, bleep, bloop.
They go, I am who I am. Like me or hate me. Don't be around me or do be around me. Then it goes, if you're gonna talk shit, I'm gonna punch ya. Like, or I'm gonna follow up. Like, really veiled...
Yeah, well, they don't...
Statements and threats.
Because they don't know each other. So they're like, what are we gonna talk about? I guess we'll just like regurgitate vaguely housewife statements.
And like, they're like, I'll separate you from Drita from now on. Because I guess you do have a brain after all. And she's like, yeah, I do. And then it's...
Crickets.
Yeah. Ramona goes, you fuck with me, I'm coming for you. I don't get scared by Ramona.
No.
Drita scares me.
And Carla kind of scares me.
Yeah. Because she's more refined.
But...
She's like a classy broad.
Drita
will
kill.
Fucking beat your ass.
I'm also a little afraid of Karen.
Oh, Karen? Amphetamine Karen is fully...
Adderall Karen.
Adderall Karen is starting... She's revving at this point.
Yeah.
She's itching for a
she's
fight.
She's like the cover of Gaga's Born This Way where she's just a head on a motorcycle.
Yeah, she's cars.
She's titanium.
Titan. Yeah. Love Amphetamine Karen. I'll bet she did get hooked on Adderall writing her book.
Totally.
She's fully Kat Marnelling.
Or like Caroline Calloway.
Mm-hmm.
I think more like Caroline because Kat actually wrote a book.
Yeah. But I mean, just like the vibe and the chaos she's giving out is more like Kat because she's just like, it's the intensity.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her.
Kat?
No, Amphetamine Karen.
Oh, Amphetamine Karen.
I mean, obviously, yes, Kat, but like in the realm of midwives.
Midwives Karen is true hurricane.
Amphetamine Karen versus Oxy Renee.
It'd be a quick fight. Going down like fight night.
Who pulled whose hair at Renee's house that one episode? Renee never is in the fight. She's always...
Carla pulled her hair.
Carla pulled Renee's
Carla
hair.
Carla and Renee had a knockdown, drag-out fight where they ended up on each other's backs. Like, they beat the shit out of each other on a Sunday night dinner. And then they all hung out after and they were all, like, laughing. But they fully, like... Renee got her down and Renee was slugging.
Yeah.
I think Renee's...
Renee also is, like, shorter. And I think, therefore, possess it. Like, she can take you out. If you're taller than her, she's, like, right at your center of gravity. And so she can destabilize you really easily.
She's teeny tiny.
She's... Renee, 5'2".
Yeah.
Graziano, 5'2".
She's just an Italian.
She's my fucking queen. The only reason to log on Instagram is to follow Renee.
Midwife Renee. The ultimate midwife.
Everyone needs some midwives in their life.
She went, oh yeah. Well.
Guys, next week we have a whole new series starting.
Just announce it?
Yes.
Guys, we're going to be at Lara's behest. We will be recapping
Byron Bay's,
an Australian reality show.
On Netflix.
On Netflix.
I've only seen the first episode and I really wasn't even planning for this, but the first episode blew me away and I just thought, let's take we've never taken things down under on this podcast.
It's giving.
And it's giving. Did you watch the first episode yet or clip or anything? Okay, well, I think you're in for a treat.
Okay.
There's even, I think they take it to a place of Turkey just based on episode description. So my instinct and my intuition tells me that this show has it all. And if it doesn't, it's only 8 episodes.
So head on across the Pacific with us as we make landfall at Byron Bay.
Byron Bay.
Byron Bay.
I like, too, that your impression of Byron Bay...
is Babe from Instant Hotel.
Babe from Instant Hotel. But you said... what did you say? You were like, it's like... or inferred that it was like trashy or something. And I was like, he's clearly never been to Australia because Byron Bay is truly one of those beautiful places in the entire world.
Don't say that to me.
No, I love it. You might be thinking of a different area that's like in Australia that's trashy. When you said that, I had a chuckle because I knew that Byron Bay is
beautiful. A chuckle. I stand corrected to all of our Aussie listeners who we love and adore.
I'm so excited for the Aussies. You guys
come for me.
You guys have earned this moment.
Shout out to
where the pod goes full Aussie.
Shout out to our Aussie listeners.
We cherish you. We fucking love you.
I've interacted with some of you. You guys are reaching out. You guys are good. We hope to one day do a show in Australia.
Multiple
an Australian tour.
But you're gonna have to tell your friends that we're potting about Byron Bays and you're gonna have to get them to listen.
We'll stay at an Instant Hotel.
So the work is on you. I'm gonna deduct a point because you didn't have a margarita.
I'm gonna deduct a point because you didn't tell your friends.
Babe, I have to deduct 1 point because you haven't told 5 friends to listen to Sup. And that's really all.
So let's change that.
Yeah, let's change that. My challenge to the Australian listeners.
Spread the word.
Spread the word and honestly make this podcast bigger in Australia than America.
Yeah.
Do you accept the challenge?
Challenge accepted.
Amazing. Challenge accepted. Bye.
Ta-ta.